So I'm talking with Rob Bell. Rob, go ahead and tell us your business and where you're located.
Yeah, located in Indianapolis. It's drrobbell.com, the best place to find me. I work on mental toughness, so I work with athletes, coaches, teams, and executives on how do we perform our best when it matters the most. And then the toughest part of that mental toughness is how we deal, handle, and cope with the adversity, the setbacks, and the struggle that happen in life.
And that's something that everybody experiences. So let's take for just a moment and talk about people that are athletic. You know, they're athletes or professionals, people that are in competition in one way or another, people that we may not typically think of having struggles. What are the things that you see typically going on in their life and how they may not be able to deal with it?
Well, I think, you know, anybody that has to do with performance is an athlete. I mean, that's why I say everybody's an athlete. Our office is just different. So whether it's that presentation we have to give, that sales call, anything that's involving performance is what I work with. And it, the skills that get back are always the same. They are lack of confidence, or we're focusing on the results instead of the process. The other part that I think is with everybody is how well we let go of mistakes and move on. And that's why I believe is it's not about the setback, it's about the comeback. It's all kind of setback, but it's how we respond to it.
Do you see some common denominators in those that just really have a difficult time in letting go of those setbacks, or those that seem to let those setbacks become really augmented in their life, you know, overwhelming?
Well, this is the piece that I look at it. So, like, the way that we build our confidence, because let's look at it as getting back to confidence. The way we build confidence is through our focus. So what we're focused on. So if we're focused on this moment, this day, just doing what we have to do, that's how we build confidence. But how we let go of mistakes and how we refocus, that reveals our level of confidence. So if you show me somebody that really gets flustered, you know, can't let go of mistakes, I'm going to show you somebody that doesn't have a lot of confidence. And so that's the common theme. Those that can't let go of mistakes or rebound and respond, the faith isn't there, the belief isn't there. Because what it's really saying is I need everything to go my way in order for me to perform my best, in order for me to be successful. And that's what's not true. And that's why that's that common theme about people that are able to let go of mistakes. What it's really saying is I don't need everything to go my way. I'm still going to be successful. And I'm still going to find a way. That's
how are some of the ways that those people do have that confidence that they'll find a way, that they'll be able to work through their challenges?
I think the biggest part is always through faith. I mean, I think faith isn't faith until it's all you got. You know, the things that we say to ourselves on a daily basis, the voices that we listen to, the people that we surround ourselves with, and the successes that we have, no matter how small, are we able to focus on those things? Or do we focus on the negative voices, the basement dwellers that try to drag us down, the people that tell us we're not good enough, and the evil one that wants to put lies in our head? Those are the differentiators. That's why the battlefield it always comes back to those thoughts and what we listen to and pay attention to.
Share a minute on the surrounding ourselves with people that can help us. And I'm curious to hear from both sides, the person that needs to find somebody to surround them and those that are willing to surround those that need help.
Well, I think we all need help. I mean, that's the thing. The person needs help the most is the person that thinks they need it the least. I mean, we've got to surround ourselves just with people, with like-minded people that believe what we believe, especially when it comes to faith in Christ. Because, you know, I mean, the evil one doesn't attack the pride. You know, I mean, look at a pack of, like a lion, right? The lion isn't attacking the gazelle in the pack. Always attacking the gazelle that's going to be by itself or is going to be injured. And that's when we get attacked, is when we become separated. Well, it's a never-ending cycle, because what happens when we lose confidence in ourselves or we have the setbacks? We start to isolate. We no longer share with one another. We no longer confide in one another. We don't have those people to share with that, hey, man, I'm really struggling right now. And when we don't have that, then we get stuck inside our own head. And that's when that negative cycle really just starts to repeat itself. The other part is with that is I think the only way that we can't coach ourselves. I don't think we were meant to coach ourselves. I think we were put on this earth to allow others to coach us and for us to be able to pour in other people's life. I mean, if you think about the meaning of a coach, when we're allowing somebody to speak truth into our life, we give them authority over us just by telling them that we need a coach, asking them for their opinion. We don't do that in anybody else in society. That's why it's so important.
Do you have some suggestions on how people could find somebody to coach them? I mean, obviously, there's people like you that professionally do that, but are ways to perhaps make a first gesture by identifying someone at their gym or in their church or, you know, where they work? What ideas do you have?
Yeah, I mean, I always say the biggest thing is what is, identify somebody that has something that you want. You know, so if you look at somebody, I remember this one time, I was playing golf and I was having a bad day. And this other guy I was playing with, he wasn't playing well at all. He could tell he was a good golfer. He wasn't playing well at all and he wasn't getting bothered by anything. Well, the ninth hole, I figured out that his girlfriend had just died. And I was like, man, like I'm upset here at just a golf game and this guy's like not letting anything bother him. He's not playing well. And he just had a girlfriend die on him. And it's like, I want what Dak has in terms of his serenity. And he was a believer. And it was like, we just have to find people that have something that we want, whether it's peace of mind, serenity, or, you know, even those material things that we want, that's okay. That's how I think we look at it as a coach. If somebody is able to let go of mistakes, we know they're mentally tough. But what are they doing? What's the strategy that, what do they do? How do they do that? That's where I think we find that coach. I always think that's the best place to start.
And are there some ways that people can start to identify that they're getting tougher mentally? What types of signs would they look for that they're starting to overcome some of their obstacles and have a better perspective in life?
Now, that's a great one, Brad, because it's like the same hot water that softens a potato, hardens an egg. You know, we don't know how mentally tough we are until adversity hits. And adversity is very sneaky. It's going to change on us. It's going to switch on us. It's going to attack us from many different angles. You know, and so it's never a one, aha moment I made it. It's just a small, consistent habit forming. What are my behaviors and attitudes towards people, places, and things? And, I always say, I mean, it's going to be those that are closest to us. They're going to be the ones that are going to point it out to us when they notice that different behavior. But I don't always think it's a conversion of Saul. I think it's a slow process. And that's where I think, though, that if we look at those that are closest to us, they're going to be the ones that point it out.
Any suggestions for the person listening to this that is just going, man, I guess I'll just pray to God. I need to talk to God about this. What are some words of advice that you give to that person that is just going to go to prayer?
I love that one. I think going to prayer is great. I always just be prepared to have God answer you saying, ask me again tomorrow. You like that line? That's a good line. I heard that.
Yeah. In other words, you might not get the answer today, huh?
That's right. It's never on our time. Always on God's time.
I appreciate your time. Any last minute thoughts that you have? We're trying to help people just to think about how fit their mind is.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody, I got a newsletter goes out every Friday. I got a podcast goes out every week. Just go to my website, drrobbell.com, and and they can find out more information, just sign up for that. It's always a great place.
Awesome. Well, hey, Rob, it's been great talking with you. Thanks for all your help.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate you.